President John Dramani Mahama will soon be hitting the ground running following his inauguration yesterday. The spokesperson of the President, John Jinapo, told Radio Ghana that President Mahama will soon start announcing his team of able men and women to continue with the second phase of the Better Ghana agenda. He spoke with Yaya Kwamwa.
The president has already hit the ground running. As I speak to you today, the president is meeting an Iranian delegation. He'll be working at the capital. You would also bear with me that the president promised to put the nation first. And so in whatever decision the president is making, the president would want to ensure that he has the best quality material to serve him in executing his projects. And so I can assure you that the president will do the right thing, but in terms of putting time limits on what the president would do, the president would do that within the appropriate framework at the appropriate time. And so the president would wish all Ghanaians to exercise restraint whilst he continues to serve the nation and continues to make his appointments.
During the president's speech, when he was addressing parliament, he did say that he expects partnership from the opposition and not partisanship. Are we going to see some of the appointments coming from the other side of the political divide?
That is the prerogative of the president. When the president talks of partnership, I think it's not limited to only appointments. In terms of ideas, in terms of collaboration, in terms of cooperation, all those areas are areas that we can work together. Even in terms of consensus building, especially in parliament, even though parliament has been doing very, very well, there's always room for improvement. The president believes that we can together chart a common path towards ensuring that we develop and build a formidable and resilient economy for the people of Ghana. And that is where the president is looking at, critically ensuring that we all have a common sense of purpose, a common agenda, and ensuring that we have a common set of objectives. It is not appropriate that whilst one group believes that we should do a positive thing, the other group disagrees. Even if we disagree, it should be about the modalities, the methodology, and the way forward. But with a vision and a common sense of purpose, the president believes that we can together chart a common path and ensuring that we develop this country.
The opposition boycotted yesterday's swearing-in ceremony. How is he taking it?
I think we want to put that behind us. We want to focus on the main issue of national building, the main issue of developing this nation and tackling the challenges ahead of us. Unfortunately, though, we thought that they would have made it to ensure that we do it together. But that did not take away the shine out of the occasion.
You heard the spokesperson for President John Mahama, John Jinapo.